Them Podcast with Landon McCool.
How about them Cowboys indeed?
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the How About Them Podcast. I am your host, Landon McCool. It's that time of week, guys. We're going to do the matchups podcast. We're going to discuss the different matchups the Cowboys have with the Kansas City Chiefs, their opponent this week, on the three different levels that I've split up: the trenches, the second level defenders versus backs and tight ends, and the third level defenders versus quarterbacks and wide receivers. We've got a ton of good stuff built into all this, so we cover these matchups on all three levels on both sides of the ball. So, and you know, in the course of it, just have a conversation in general about what our thoughts are on the overall matchup between these two teams. So we don't need to waste any more time. Let's get right into it, shall we? And we start where we always start, in the trenches. All right, let's start with trenches matchup, as I just mentioned. We go offense, and then we look at the defense next. So on offense, the trenches matchup to me is the trio of Cooper, Martin, and Frederick versus Benny Logan and Chris Jones. You know, they kind of rotate, or that other defensive end, but really the two guys that really need to be most handled are Benny Logan and Chris Jones. And if you're aware of Chris Jones, you know, that's probably because you watch football. He's a really good player that isn't, maybe a household name as much as some other guys. But Chris Jones may be the best player on their defensive line. He is athletic for a guy his size. He is powerful. The Cowboys need him. He'll get you as a pass rusher too, as an interior pass rusher. Cowboys need to make sure that they have a hold on him. He plays kind of a three tech position, in a 3-4 though, so it's a kind of a reduced 3-4. I mean, they play kind of an interesting, defense. And I think that what you're going to see is a lot of Jones over Cooper. Obviously you'll see some of Martin, but I'm assuming that they would prefer to get him over Cooper. So we'll see. I think that as far as Benny Logan goes, everyone who remembers his time from the Eagles knows what kind of player he is. I mean, he's really talented, big. He's a space eater. He's given our interior offensive line issues at times before, especially when he was with the Eagles. I was really thrilled when he left, because I really didn't think that, even as good as Timmy Jernigan is, that I thought Benny Logan might be a bit better. And maybe I wasn't right. Maybe Jernigan is a lot better player than I anticipated. But Benny Logan still can be a monstrous space eater and can destroy a defensive front. And he has experience against this front. So he's someone to definitely watch for sure. And obviously Chris Jones, as I mentioned as well. I think Martin, Cooper, and Frederick have really kind of start to come on a little bit. I think Cooper is starting to get a little bit more comfortable there. I think he's in sync with what they're doing now, and that's a huge part of this. I think it's becoming more of a second nature situation with him. We'll see. I think it's going to be a good matchup, but I think it's going to be an important one, because I really do believe that the Cowboys need to be able to run the ball to keep Kansas City's offense off the field and win the game. I think that's going to be a big part of their success, to be able to run the ball. And if they're going to do that, they're going to need Cooper, Martin, and Frederick to have a big game. On the other side of the ball, I think, this seems maybe a little bit obvious, but it's just because it's going to be such a great matchup. DeMarcus Lawrence versus Mitchell Schwartz, and Schwartz might be the best right tackle in football right now. And so DeMarcus Lawrence might be the best left defensive end in football at this point with his production. So it's going to be an interesting matchup to see these two go at it. And this really is going to be a great test for DeMarcus Lawrence to see just how high his ceiling is at this point. I mean, I think, you're probably not going to face too many right tackles who are much better than Mitchell Schwartz, that's for sure. So it really will be a kind of interesting ability for – eventually way for them to kind of measure – be a measuring stick, I guess is the best way to put it, for DeMarcus and see exactly where he is at this point. So let's move back a level. And we're going to talk about the second-level defenders versus backs and tight ends. And the first one I have, and I've done this before, so I felt like it was safe a little bit, and please forgive me, but is Jason Witten versus Daniel Sorensen. Sorensen's a strong safety, so he is going to be in the box a lot. But you could easily put any sort of coverage linebacker that they might put on Jason Witten. I really just think that Jason Witten is going to... I think that Jason Witten is going to have a big game. I think he's going to also be a huge part of picking up some of the slack of missing Ezekiel Elliott. His ability to make a catch, to get open, to pick up 3, 4, 5 yards, I think will be really important in kind of consistently being able to move the chains up and down the field. Honestly, I think that if Witten is able to get the matchups, that they should feed him quite a bit this game because it's safe. It's gonna convert. I think that he's gonna be able to find a lot of open space, whether he's going between Sorensen or either of the safeties or any of these linebackers trying to cover him. I think that's a matchup the Cowboys can win and they can rely on to pick up. Hard to normally pick up third down conversions, moving the sticks. On the other side of the ball, man, Sean Lee has really, really got a tough game ahead of him going against Kareem Hunt. I mean, Kareem Hunt has been a absolute sensation coming out of Toledo for the Chiefs, and I think that when you look at what he's been able to do as a pass catcher, as a runner, he really is. And that's the thing about the Chiefs' offense, frankly, is that they really kind of they have three dynamic players: Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and Kareem Hunt, who I just mentioned, and all three of those guys are dynamic, and like in the sense that. You know, all three of them can catch the ball, can run with the ball, and have done so well so far. And you know, specifically, it's very weird to see a tight end get a handoff or a pitch or a shovel pass and run with the ball. But this is an offense that features that. And so, you know, there's lots of misdirection, lots of going this way and then moving the other way, and it takes advantage often of defenses like the Cowboys that use athleticism, run to the ball, and potentially might over pursue. So, I think ultimately Sean Lee's going to have a big game in order to be able to counteract a lot of what his eyes are going to see, because Andy Reid is going to throw a lot of misdirection, a lot of going this way and then moving the other way, and then really make it dangerous by putting guys like Tyreek Hill open in the middle of the field on the run, because you've lost track of everyone on this whole situation. So I think Sean Lee is going to need to have really focus down and get focused, because he's gonna have a tough matchup, not just against Kareem Hunt, but against what these offensive coordinators are gonna be throwing at him. All right, let's talk about that third level defenders versus quarterbacks and wide receivers, and let's get out of here. How about that? So, offensively. I think, you know, it's easy to want to point out Marcus Peters, who is one of the most talented young corners in football, and really adept at getting his hands on the ball, is an interception machine, is a volatile player, is a physical player. His matchup with Dez Bryant is bright lights, big city marquee. There's no doubt about it. But I think if you're talking about the kind of matchup that may surprise people in that how it actually may have more impact on the game, I think you need to look at the other side of the field and the guys who are lining up versus Terrence Mitchell and the guys that are lining up inside to cover Cole Beasley. I think the big matchup really might be Terrence Williams / Bryce Butler versus Terrence Mitchell, because the Cowboys want to protect the ball for sure, and they don't want to turn the ball over, because if they turn the ball over, I don't need to explain to you why turning over the ball over is bad, but especially against an offense like the Chiefs that so far this season has been a top three offense, they can't give them any more opportunities than they already have. So they need to make sure that they play keep away, and that also means playing safe with the ball. So that means throwing away from Marcus Peters a little bit more, and I think you're going to have some success against Terrence Mitchell. Obviously, if you are a Cowboys fan that has any kind of memory, you remember Terrence Mitchell because the Cowboys drafted him not too long ago. But I think teams have had success against Terrence Mitchell. Bryce Butler, Terrence Williams, whoever's lining up on the opposite side of Dez Bryant needs to have success against Terrence Mitchell as well, as a means to just have a sustainable form of offense outside of just trying to run the ball. They need to be able to push those safeties back a little bit to give their running game some breathing room. And I think that if they have to push those safeties back, sending Bryce Butler deep against a guy like Terrence Mitchell might be one of the better ways to do it. Speaking of going deep, I think I talked about Tyreek Hill. I talked about how dynamic he is. His speed on kickoff and punt returns has to be respected above probably anybody else that they'll play this season. But on top of that, you also need to respect him in route and coming out as an X or a Y in motion on deep routes, on nine routes. So I think Anthony Brown versus Tyreek Hill is going to be an interesting matchup. But the reason I said Anthony Brown is because he has some of the best speed on the team and maybe the fastest corner at this point on the team. I think it's going to be really important that they do not let Tyreek Hill get behind this defense and torch it for a whole bunch of yards. I'm hoping that any kind of deep pass attempts are going to be met with a whole bunch of pressure from our defensive line, a whole bunch of takedowns and quarterback hits and sacks. Kansas City's got a really good offensive line, and they're going to do everything they can to keep Alex Smith clean and get him the ability to push the ball down the field if they want. Dallas has got to find a way to limit the deep play and limit the big play and limit the deep pass, and Tyreek Hill is line one and two of doing that. So Cowboys got to make sure that they get a grasp on Tyreek Hill, know where he is, and do not let him get past your defense, because he can make you pay and flip the whole feeling of the game with one catch. Overall, I would say I think the Cowboys have a good chance to win this game if they can maintain possession of the ball. If the running game can, it doesn't need to be what it was with Ezekiel Elliott. It just needs to be good enough that you stay ahead of the chains. You give Dak enough to work with that he can take care of the rest. Really, the running game just needs to buoy the offense enough that the short passing game stars like Witten and Beasley and Dez can sort of pick up some of the slack that's left off of not having an Ezekiel Elliott running the ball. But I do think that the Cowboys can do this. I do think that, it's going to be a game of two teams who are both going to do their best to try to not turn the ball over, to try to be judicious with the football. So really, even just one turnover could be the whole difference of the game. So holding on to the ball, being safe with the ball, that's going to be a real big key. And I know it normally is as well, but especially in this game where you've got two teams desperate to try to be efficient and try to make sure that they're maintaining possession of the ball and dominating time of possession to keep their defense off the field. Guys, that's all I've got this week. Make sure that you check out FanRackSports.com all throughout the week for all kinds of information, Cowboys-wise or otherwise, football or otherwise. FanRag Sports is going to have you covered. So make sure you check them out. Make sure you check me out on Twitter. I'm at McCoolBTB. And until next week, happy trails, everybody.